Read Decentralized Digest, April 2022. Within this issue, Twitter's indecency, Blue Sky opens up, EU voice and video on the Fediverse, a declaration for the future of the internet, miscellaneous discoveries and notable events coming up. First, Twitter's indecency. Twitter got bought up by an erratic entrepreneur, but we will ignore much of the buzz around this and stick to our mission. Where others might debate how a powerful platform should be kept accountable, we question why it even has this power and show the alternatives. For many people, Twitter is the platform that hosts the intellectual exchange of news and ideas, and exactly because it is important to them, users should not accept that its future depends on one person's whims. If your host turns hostile, you should be able to go to another without losing your content or contacts. Any platform should be decent enough to support data portability and federation. Any platform that refuses this is locking its users in. The fact that Twitter created and maintains a network lock-in is sufficient reason to reject it. To be fair, for some platform features, federation may be infeasible. But wherever a centralized platform might be justified, it should be accountable to its users, governed by its users. Twitter users cannot move anywhere without missing out and have no say in how the platform operates. Note that this possible justification for centralization does not even apply in Twitter's case. Social media can be decentralized just fine, as the Fediverse demonstrates. And unsurprisingly, Mastodon saw a sudden influx of new users in the past weeks. To bluntly summarize, we don't care who owns Twitter. It's indecent anyway. Second, Blue Sky opens up. Having said all the above, one praiseworthy initiative coming from Twitter is Blue Sky, its internal exploration to decentralize itself and social media more generally. Conceived by then CEO Jack Dorsey in 2019, see our digest from December 2019, Blue Sky recently formed a separate company with initial funding from Twitter, hired a team, and started publishing their rough plan and the first form of their Authenticated Data Experiment, or ADX. Quote, Blue Sky is building a protocol for large-scale distributed social applications. We want public discourse to occur on open infrastructure, which gives users a choice in their experience, creators control over their relationships with their audience, and developers freedom to innovate without permission from a platform. End quote. Aiming for portability, scalability, and trust/auditability, it mixes and matches several protocols and concepts to create a hybrid of federated and peer-to-peer. Social media using service providers, but with portable data and identities, enabled by self-authenticating protocols. Quote, ADX demonstrates two core components of self-authentication, cryptographic identifiers and content-addressed data. We've built ADX using existing tools and standards when possible, including IPLD, DIDs, and UCANs. While these components are common to peer-to-peer networks, ADX uses a federated networking model. Federation was chosen to ensure the network is convenient to use and reliably available. Using self-authenticating data, we are able to create portability between ADX services, including the ability to change hosting providers without losing your identity or social graph. End quote. Somewhat similar to how search engines crawl and index the web, Blue Sky also separates content hosting from discovery, thereby allowing multiple aggregators to create their own views, providing scalability and choice, and enabling a pluralistic approach to content moderation. Quote, our model is that speech and reach should be two separate layers, built to work with each other. The speech layer should remain neutral, distributing authority and designed to ensure everyone has a voice. The reach layer lives on top, built for flexibility and designed to scale. Separating speech and reach gives indexing services more freedom to moderate. Moderation action by an indexing service doesn't remove a user's identity or destroy their social graph. It only affects the service's own indexes. Users choose their indexers, and so can choose a different service or to supplement with additional services if they're unhappy with the policies of any particular service. End quote. All this sounds like a decent social media architecture, without blocking or chaining people into some speculatory scam. It rather reminds of the Sprightly project, the ambitious exploration by the editors of the ActivityPub protocols that connect the Fediverse. Although it originated at Twitter, I would not count on Twitter adopting this architecture itself. However, Blue Sky looks like a promising research project for what could become the next generation Fediverse. Thirdly, EU on the Fediverse. Public institutions, most of all, should not keep their audience captive on corporate social media. In the EU, more outspoken data protection authorities will also point out that it's not legally possible either. And especially in Germany, we find governments slowly taking to the Fediverse. Now, with a great sense of timing, coincidence, I've been assured, also the European Union started a pilot project to get its institutions' news feeds available for those not on Twitter and the like. It now runs its own Fediverse instances, EU Voice, Mastodon, and EU Video, PeerTube. Several EU institutions and officials already started publishing content there. Such Fediverse accounts usually just mirror the content of the institution's Twitter feeds and YouTube channels, but that is a great step in the right direction already. Moving off the corporate platforms is hard, and I'd consider it more important to not only be available on those platforms, so the audience has at least one acceptable option. Hopefully the next step for the institutions is Fediverse first publishing, switching from PISAS to POSSE, that is, from publish elsewhere, syndicate to your own site, to publish on your own site, and then syndicate elsewhere. And then next step is ideally to leave the corporate platforms altogether, along with the rest of society. Fourth, a declaration for the future of the internet. Roughly 60 governments signed a declaration for the future of the internet. Two pages of laudable intentions for an internet that is open, free, global, interoperable, reliable and secure, to protect and respect human rights, reinforce our democratic systems, and so forth. While the declaration and its commitments are expectedly vague, it might be a valuable reiteration of ideals, especially now that various countries and companies are pulling the internet in different directions. Remarkably, much of the declaration resembles the narrative of Redecentralize. Quote, reclaiming the promise of the internet. The immense promise that accompanied the development of the internet stemmed from its design. It is an open network of networks, a single interconnected communication system for all of humanity. Over the last two decades, however, we have witnessed serious challenges to this vision emerge. Access to the open internet is limited by some authoritarian governments and online platforms, and digital tools are increasingly used to repress freedom of expression and deny other human rights and fundamental freedoms. Moreover, the once decentralized internet economy has become highly concentrated, and many people have legitimate interests about their privacy and the quantity and security of personal data collected and stored online. End quote. And another quote, the internet should operate as a single, decentralized network of networks. End quote. Lastly, miscellaneous. The Filecoin Foundation for the Decentralized Web is accepting grant proposals for creating educational materials on decentralized web technology for both developers and the wider public, as well as for the development and use of technologies to enable decentralized libraries. First batch deadline is 31st of May. The very last upcoming events, with the DOTS Monthly Assembly on May 11th, the Public Spaces Conference in Amsterdam, partly in Dutch, May 17 and 18th, Open Tech Will Save Us, the recurring virtual meetup hosted by the Matrix Project on May 25th. May 26th, there's Web 3.0 Decentralized Apps, the Metaverse, and the Next Big Thing, an online workshop, part of a six-part workshop exploring the decentralized web. Then RightsCon on June 6th to 10th, online, it's a conference on human rights in the digital age. July 22 to 26, there is May Contain Hackers in the Netherlands, an outdoor hacker camp. June 30th, that's in the wrong order. Ethics of the Decentralized Web and Uses for the Law, Journalism and Humanitarian Work, online, and the last part of the six-part workshop just mentioned. And August 24th to 26th, correction, 28th, the D-Web Camp in California, an outdoor retreat and conference all about decentralizing the web. For more events like these, check out and subscribe to the dweb.events calendar. This is the end of this month's digest. This digest was written and narrated by Gerben, with thanks for all tips and suggestions. Feedback, corrections and suggestions for next editions are welcome. Email us at hello@readycentralized.org. We don't spy on our readers, so please tell us what you think.